It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Compo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Compo.
So my wife and I, we recently celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Thank you. And I'm happily married. I know that I'm lucky because 50% of married people say they're unhappily married. Now, this is according to a poll I took earlier today at my house. What's her problem? My wife does this thing. Every time we watch a movie together, she falls asleep in the first 5 minutes. Every time. She doesn't even know I'm here tonight. She thinks the two of us are watching The Shawshank Redemption. She's an amazing woman. She knows a lot about wine. Like, she knows which wine goes with which breakfast cereal. Very impressive. I call my wife Pumpkin because she always gets smashed around the holidays. My wife's about a foot shorter than I am. So she has no idea that I'm bald. Wait till she finds out. My wife has this guy that she's worked with for years that she refers to as her work husband. They have three kids together. It's going very well. I met my wife on jury duty. Thanks to me, she was acquitted. Oh, you can't trust DNA evidence. My wife's always shocked when I actually know something. Like the other night, we're watching Jeopardy. And the question is, what's the tallest building in the world? And I said, oh, that's Burj Khalifa in Dubai. She's like, how do you know that? I said, well, when your parents are living with us, I Googled, what should I jump off of? And that's what came up.
All right, this is Craig, the Outdoor Show. That's Brian, Kylie, or Kylie, I think. Brian Kylie, yeah. I like that guy. Kind of new on the stand-up stage, but he's a pretty funny guy. Clean and funny. So yeah, he's always talking about family stuff. It's a lot of people can relate to him. Anyway, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Welcome to my world here on a Saturday in Fairbanks, Alaska, or midsummer. Haven't had too much smoke yet. So a bunch of big fires in Yukon territories that are moving kind of southwest could bring in some smoke, which we've been lucky this year. Haven't had really much smoke in the interior. There's been a few fires, but fortunately, everything's blown away from us, so that's good. Good for the outdoors crowd, good for boating, for floating, for all that good stuff. We've been very, like I said, fortunate. Some years it just comes in and lays in there, and a lot of people, and like me, my eyes are real sensitive to it. A lot of people, you know, you got to stay indoors, air-conditioned, or, you know, HVAC systems or something to keep the smoke and particles away. A lot of people have respiratory issues. It's kind of important, but anyway, it's one of those things we deal with in Alaska. It's just part of the game, I guess. Lots going on in the political world. Lots going on with regulations. it was pretty impressive to see, most of you know what DEF fluid is, that diesel emission fluid, which is basically chicken urine and salinated water. But, you know, it was designed as a way to supposedly improve the environment on diesel vehicles. not a whole lot of evidence of that, but a whole lot of evidence of near-death experiences by truck drivers and anybody who rides a diesel in the cold weather, which is, you know, interior of Alaska, North Slope, Alberta, a lot of the areas where these trucks are moving up into Alaska specifically. And so there was that diesel mechanic shop in Wasilla was one of, I think, nine shops that were convicted of removing pollution control equipment from the diesel vehicles. Senator Dan S. Sullivan had written a request for a pardon after this individual in his shop was charged with a felony. 30 federal agents, 30 agents armed, busted into this guy's shop under the Biden administration. Reminds me of the old 40-mile mining district when they flew in with choppers and everything else. And Urban Rahoy, when they flew into his camp there at Ptarmigan Lake. Unbelievable. But anyway, this power-hungry agency came in and busted this guy for tampering with this anti-pollution equipment, which often fails lower than 12 degrees, sometimes leaving drivers with a vehicle that can only go 5 miles an hour, sometimes worse. I talked to Coke Wallace, who was coming up from Utah or somewhere. He bought a vehicle down there and hauling hay up through Canada for his horses when his 35, 40 below, middle of nowhere, middle of night, and his DEF system failed. And it was very, very, you know, close to really, really dangerous. Fortunately, some Royal Mounted Police showed up, I don't think on horses. but they came up to them. You know what? It's funny. I just remembered this. Coke was telling me, he asked him, he goes, well, how come your guys' rigs don't break down? You're running diesel vehicles. And they say, oh, yeah, they don't require us to put it on in Canada. That's a U.S. thing. You can thank your U.S. Government for that. So anyway, back to the story. The Spurlock was the name of the guy that was busted, shop owner down there in Wasilla. Matanuska Diesel, I think, was the name of his business. He had to plead guilty to a felony, you know, which means no hunting, no guns, you know, and all that good stuff. And Dan Sullivan requested from the president a pardon for him because he was doing this to protect his customers and their life and their livelihood, not to damage the environment. Sullivan was, saw a video where he was saying that I think he was out jogging like he does every morning, and he got a call from the president saying, hey, I got your letter requesting pardon for this Spurlock. And he goes, I'm going to give it to him. And he did. The pardon was announced along with those of seven other guys convicted of Clean Air Act violations. Whoever, they either had taken these devices off the vehicle or sold equipment to do the conversions. And this was like a mass EPA and Biden group was going to say, let's go get these guys, you know, let's show them. And the anti-pollution advocates oppose the weakening of this law that reduced smog in American cities. They were claiming it dramatically reduced emissions of nitrous oxide and so forth. But there's really a lot of question on that. And in the meantime, you're putting people's lives at risk. You really are. And livelihood. You know, here's somebody with a truck full of stuff that's due, and their truck breaks down. The owner of that equipment doesn't care if it's DEF fluid or what it is. And DEF fluid, again, it's like 32% purely synthetic urea, which is chicken urine, and then about 67% deionized water. They inject it into the exhaust system of these newer diesel rigs, and then it breaks down the nitrogen oxide emissions into a harmless water vapor. Harmless. I love that word. Oh, it breaks it down to a harmless water vapor. What about the blood temperature of the driver? What about that guy's core temperature when everything shuts down and he's 80 miles from, Liard Hot Springs in the middle of nowhere, and 42 below zero. So it's crazy. And this stuff can corrode parts. It's got common system failures. The DEF sensors put these vehicles into limp modes. And limp mode is just a drastic power reduction to save a vehicle. They do them on boats and everything else. But you don't worry about 40 below in a boat. You do have to get to shore, paddle ashore, to fire up your kicker motor. If you go into limp mode for whatever reason, you could have a low oil situation. You could have a fuel delivery problem where the motor is protecting itself, so it only runs a certain RPM, lets you get over to shore. And these trucks, you're going up Attigan, and it's going to reduce it to 5 miles an hour. How's that going to work on a slippery slope, literally? Anyway, it's been a major source of headache for truckers, farmers, fleet operators. And this stuff's got a shelf life, I think a year and a half to 2 years, so you can't buy it and keep it. It freezes I think 10 or 11 below zero Celsius, so 12 degrees Fahrenheit. So now they've got built-in heaters that thaw the fluid as soon as you get in. I mean, it's just all these extra costs, and for what? What are they really benefiting? What are they doing? So anyway, Trump is kind of changing the rules on this stuff. There's a lot of stuff. There's common sense stuff. There's a lot of common sense regulation changes that have occurred, and it makes you wonder how come the Bushes didn't do it, Clinton didn't do it, Obama didn't do it, Biden certainly didn't do it. We had all this time. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the 5-gallon Jerry jug, one of my favorite subjects, that to me exemplifies the good that a policy or politician can initiate, removing stupid regulations that were put in apparently to protect ourselves. And we'll talk about that. It's just ridiculous. But we'll talk about that after the break. But kudos for Dan Sullivan, for the Trump administration, for making gas cans great again, for getting rid of DEF fluid. We'll talk about the Jerry jug. I've got a good story on that, and a couple of fun little videos I've been putting together. I have a lot of fun with AI. I've had a lot of people, when it first came out, said, "Oh my God, it's going to be dangerous if Compo gets his hands on AI." So anyway, I just have fun, make some humor, poke some fun at some just politicians that I think deserve it. The Peltolas of the world, the senators down in Juneau that can't seem to figure out how important getting this gas line done is, all kinds of stuff. They deserve the getting the finger pointed at them, which finger you can choose. But that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more. Regulations, common sense, government, a lot to do with the outdoors. Like I said, DEF fluid, driving outdoors, Jerry jugs, filling your boat, filling your lawnmower, which now, I got to tell you, I own an electric lawnmower. I'm going to tell you about that. Never thought I would own an electric lawnmower, but I do. And I didn't do it because I was worried about the ozone. I will tell you why I bought an electric lawnmower, but I'll tell you after this break. So stick around. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. It's going to be fun.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, KFARradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to KFARradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, we are back, Craig, with the Compo Outdoor Show. Going to show you, going to play something. Now, don't ask me where I got this. I had a copy of a phone call that was recently made to somebody running for the Alaska, or for the Senate race for Alaska. I just thought you'd find this interesting, and it has a little bit to do with some of these regulations I talked about. Here, check this out.
Mary Peltola, it's your least favorite president. I just heard a radio spot where you claim that Congress does not believe you when you tell them Alaskans are paying $10 a gallon for heating oil and using jerry jugs to haul it around. Maybe if you didn't miss 40% of the votes in the House, you might have earned a little more credibility. Oh, and tell your constituents you're welcome from DJT. You see, I got rid of those stupid government-approved jerry jugs that take forever to empty.
Yeah, that's AI, of course, but it sure sounds, and it could be true. And I did get a kick out of these commercials where they're saying, oh, they don't even believe us. But you know what? And that is true. I think summer 24, Peltola missed 40% of the votes in Congress. Dan S. Sullivan missed 4%. So somebody was there working on behalf of Alaska, and I don't know what was going on the rest of the time for these other people. People that miss 20, 30, 40% of the votes and what they're getting paid. Of course, they're getting paid a lot more than their salary because you look at how much they are worth shortly after a stint in Congress. Makes you scratch your head pretty hard until it bleeds, I think. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, that's one thing. You know, it's just what I was talking about in the first part of the show is just these regulations and some of the regulations that are being changed now that nobody seemed to have been able to change in the past. I don't understand why. I don't know why we weren't able to change the stuff like the gas jug. I think it was 2007 when the government decided, yeah, the EPA, you know, decided they're going to make it so that, I guess, you know, anything with a vented cap, people would leave the cap loose and some of the fuel would seep out into the environment, kind of like oil seeps out of the ground in Prudhoe Bay. Anyway, let's see when it was, last year, about July, I think it was, the EPA issued a letter to portable fuel containers, gas can, and jerry jug manufacturers, encouraging them to add vents back to their gas cans to ensure safe and effective refueling. That came in a response to years of complaints about slow, frustrating fuel flow from these jugs. And, you know, for many years we sold at Compos, we sold what we called the Nobama nozzle. We remarketed it. It was designed by some farmer in the Midwest, and it was a nozzle kit, a big oversized, like 7/8 diameter nozzle with, you could even put an extension on it that had a vented, you put a vented cap. You just can't any jug, drilled a half inch hole in the back of it, got rid of the plastic, filings. And then you tapped, took a socket and tapped the vent into it. They still, you can get them at Century Hardware, some other places. They're not called Nobama nozzles. That was my name for them, but they were, but they're really handy. And I did a video. We put it on our website at the time, and it showed me, I took a 6-gallon jug, just filled it with water, and used the spring-loaded government nozzle that looks like some sort of a mouse trap. Anyway, and timed it, and it took 6 minutes and 15 seconds to empty a 5-gallon jug into a bucket. Then I took my Nobama nozzle, and it took 35 seconds. So just imagine the 5.5 minute difference or 6 minute difference multiplied by every single time people fill it, the lack of productivity. You know, you could be doing other things. So I don't really understand why in the first place we did this. They said it was part of it was to make things, you know, so kids couldn't operate them, so kids couldn't do it. How many people have used the government nozzle and been frustrated, kicked the can on its side, had it bust in your hands, had it spill all over your fuel? And so now the Trump administration and the government, Lee Zeldin, they are encouraging these manufacturers to come back with them. Probably going to put this poor Midwest farmer out of business that does the Nobama nozzles. I probably wasn't fair. I called them Nobama nozzles because that rule came out in 07. It was actually under George Bush. But it was still just a stupid, stupid thing to do. And you know, that's our government. So there's a lot of things when you think about it. And the reason I think we're going to do okay in this next election is that the midterms is because the left is going further left, whether it be, legalized, the Save Act, Save America Act, whether it be transgenders, whether it be, men playing, 235-pound guys named Hank playing volleyball against 106-pound Cindy, those kinds of things, to me, it's just common sense. It shouldn't even be an issue. Yet when it comes to, and even in polls, when you poll people, I think it's some large percentage, 70-80% of the people are on our side. They're on our side on this, and they got to be wincing, going, "How can I vote for this party?" And you're starting to see. I've seen a couple of Democrats just switch their parties over to Republican, which is, I think that might happen more and more. Graham Plattner, you saw he's in a little bit of trouble. I think I might have a little ditty about Graham Plattner. You know who he is, right? Graham Plattner.
Graham Plattner, oh Graham Plattner, I bet you wish you could beam yourself away like William Shatner. Was amazing how fast your political career had vaulted, until your ex-girlfriend claimed that she was sexually assaulted. Your idol must be Eric Swalwell, another low-life sleazy jerk, who also lost his seat for bending over pages after work. So thank you, Mr. Plattner. And while you're not who we selected, you're pretty much just guaranteed a rhino reelected.
Yeah, so that rhino reelected is Susan Collins. I guess at some point, you got to pick your fights, and this guy, what a piece of work! You got Swalwell, you got Schiff, you got this guy, you got AOC, you got I can't even remember her name. The gal that's in big, big trouble now. There's so many of them; it's getting hard to get track of. But their side is going so far left; it's making it real easy, I would think, for independents to vote the right way, You know, they keep saying that the Republicans would be in a lot worse shape right now if it wasn't for such a hard swing to the left. I was watching Joe Manchin. I always respected Joe Manchin. He was talking about Biden, and he actually told Biden, he says, I couldn't believe in 2020 how, you know, you were never this woke, this left, and you went so far left following the fringe of your party. It turns out it's one of those things. They're going to, I think it's going to bite them. Well, we'll see, because they keep electing further and further left people. If it doesn't, if they win this thing with these types of people in power, this country is changing radically. It is radical. And so when you compare it to the common sense things I talked about in the first part of the show versus the hardcore left swing and just absolutely insane, you know, a lot of these politicians in the big city, they want to eliminate the police completely. They want no holding criminals, even if you're illegal aliens and you've committed crimes, in prisons. Ask a 9-year-old kid what he thinks about this. Ask a 90-year-old woman. The average person can't even fathom the thought process that goes into some of this stuff, and yet here we are. That's our world. All we can worry, you know, we got our own problems in Alaska here with the whole gas line thing and just inability to get this ball moving for how many decades now. We just got to get it going. Hey, I want to take a minute and talk about a little business. You know, we have Compos is no longer in business, but the same. We kept the real estate. We've got the two big buildings there, the big yard, 5 acres on the river there, and we have we actually have used, because we kept the buildings heated and everything, we could converted that last fall to what we call Boat Street Storage, and we're storing vehicles there. And we started late last season, so we had it about 3/4 full of vehicles, and we had a real competitive price, and we had a discount for prepayment. But we have like 17 cameras on the property. We just installed even some newer, higher quality cameras. We keep it around 55 degrees in there. So if you've got your baby, your Corvette, your old truck, we got room for some boats. Not a lot of boats, but we do in the front stalls. We have room for some boats. You can contact or go to the website boatstreetstorage.com. If you don't want to be plowing around your other vehicles, we do have room in our service department for some bigger rigs. Not necessarily big, tall motorhomes with AC units on them. I think 10-4 is our ceiling height, or door opening height. So we can't really – but there's a lot of people that have – last year we stored some mini motorhomes, some cargo vans. They just have to be under 10 feet or 10 and a half feet is the max, 10-4. I mean, not 10 and a half. That's going to take your AC unit off. But anyway, it works good. Gets your rig out of the weather. It's pretty much a move it in the first 3 days of October, move it out the first 3 days of May. We can even store it in the backyard for you and then move it in there, but only, you know, a week or two ahead of that if you're going out of town or something. But you can call the phone number, the 907-888-0685. And set it up. It's gonna fill up fast because we're already going. You know, we're losing daylight. I hate to remind everybody, but it's gonna fill up fast because everybody that was there last year loved it. They're coming back. Like I said, it's affordable and it's a safe place. It's close to town, and just kind of a good use of the property in the meantime until it turns into something else. But anyway, that's what's going on, and that's the show for today, for Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We'll see you a week from now.
You have been listening to the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.